This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades, a bipartisan compromise that seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The U.S. House gave final approval Friday following Senate passage on Thursday, and Biden acting just before leaving Washington for two summits in Europe. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and it also helps states put in place red flag laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudged to be dangerous. President Biden is aiming to sustain the global alliance punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine as he embarks on a five-day trip to Europe. His trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no sign of abating, and its aftershocks to global food and energy supplies are only deepening. Biden first joins a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany before traveling to Madrid for a NATO summit. The global coalition bolstering Ukraine and punishing Russia for its aggression has shown signs of fraying amid skyrocketing inflation in food and energy prices caused by the conflict. Russian forces were seeking to swallow up the last remaining Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern Luhansk region, pressing their momentum after taking full control Saturday of the charred ruins of Severodonetsk and the chemical plant where hundreds of Ukrainian troops and civilians had been holed up. Russia also launched dozens of missiles on several areas across the country, far from the heart of the